This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
At Fox News, senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's been listening to this. Judge, you know, your thoughts on what the congressman and I were talking about in terms of this spy issue, whether or not the president should be concerned about it.
Well, full disclosure, Congressman Gowdy and I are buddies, and we have discussed this before. I listened to him tonight. He's really the perfect person to talk to about this because he's seen a lot of things that the rest of us have not seen. But the allegations by Mayor Giuliani over the weekend, which would lead us to believe that the Trump people think that the FBI had an undercover agent who inveigled his way into the campaign and was there as a spy on the campaign, seem to be baseless. There's no evidence for that whatsoever.
All right.
But the other allegation about this professor, whose name we're not supposed to mention, talking to people on the periphery of the campaign, that is standard operating procedure in intelligence gathering and in criminal investigations.
All right. But obviously, the president is concerned about the existence of that person. He feels like there was someone spying on the campaign. And, you know, it just goes back to the other question about if that were the case and the president said, I want to know if anybody's working with Russia, why was he not sort of clued in to that? And he talked about that in a tweet over this weekend, too. Should he have been?
In my opinion, yes. But quite frankly, that's a judgment call. Sometimes you don't want to tell people that you are worried about whether or not their organization has been invaded, so to speak, because you don't want that word to get out there and you don't want
it to affect
the...
But, Judge, they're claiming that that invasion was so deep that it impacted the outcome of the election. That's what James Clapper says.
Yes.
So if that's happening, it's like a crime in progress.
Yes.
Right?
Listen,
so how can you not step in and say, look, you are off the campaign. We want to know who you've been talking to. You know, is it not, you know, stopping a crime in progress?
I understand the president's frustration that he was not informed of the fact that his campaign was being investigated, not because they think the campaign did anything wrong, but some people may have unwittingly, or perhaps wittingly, welcomed the Russian involvement in the campaign, and Donald Trump didn't know about it. Would I have told the candidate? I would have, but I respect the judgment of those who decided not to tell him. Now, look, if they were there for some nefarious reason, the one Giuliani suggested, to gather data from the campaign and pass it to the West Wing and pass it to Mrs. Clinton, I'd want to see evidence of that before I made an allegation that outrageous.
But can you understand why the Trump campaign and those that support Donald Trump feel the way they do? Because of the pigpiling and I guess the court of a public opinion, the way it's been influenced to invalidate this president. You can't blame him for pushing back on this, and it is all a bit goofy. I mean, what do you know, want to call it Spygate, not Spygate, or whatever, and with Trey Gowdy, I mean, Trey Gowdy is, you know, in terms of following the rule of law, I know that he shocked some people on the right, going, wait, what happened to Trey Gowdy? Did he get some bad grape juice that he was drinking or something like that? Because he seems to be rather supportive of this, you know, and what he did say, I think on its face has some value when he says that he says that President Trump himself in the Comey memo said if anyone connected with my campaign was working with Russia, he says, I want you to investigate it. And it sounds to me like that's exactly what the FBI did. Now, Gowdy did say, excuse me, before, you know, leading in the conversation with Judge Napolitano, he says, I think when the president finds out what happened, he's going to be not just fine, he's going to be glad that we have an FBI that took seriously what they heard. I think it would have gone a long way, though, and I would disagree with the judge on this, is that if they knew this was happening, why didn't they give him a heads up to fortify, you know, his situation and, you know, his campaign so that they weren't more vulnerable? That just seems a little manipulative on its face. 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now, we've got more coming up.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you along with us. John Horvat joins us right now. Good to have John back, a scholar, researcher, educator, international speaker, author of Return to Order. John, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
Great. Great to be on the show.
Hey, what is going on with the with New York's Metropolitan Museum? I mean, here recently, a lot of outrage with, you know, this big celeb ball and Metropolitan Museum with this, you know, exhibition and things that really went after the Catholic Church. I was really shocked because one of my questions was, where's Cardinal Dolan in all this? Was, you know, he's right there in New York. They said, well, he was there. He attended. And I'm going, what is happening? How do you have such a disdain for things of religious import and sanctity just being drugged through the, you know, through the dregs of our own current culture? I mean, this is craziness here.
It is. It actually is. You know, it's hard to really understand because, well, you know, it is an attack. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people saw the gala ball, which was, you know, celebrating this what was called Heavenly Bodies exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was a glitterati, rock star singer. The top Hollywood people were there and dressed in ways which were not becoming or very revealing.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the cardinal said, no, it's, you know, this is art, this is beauty, this is all this kind of things. And
right.
So, yeah, a lot of Catholics were upset. And,
right. And then, of course, you have the Pope talking to some gay gentleman saying, hey, that's all right, God made you that way.
Also, yeah.
I mean, it's like, what is going on with the Catholic Church here?
Right. And, you know, it is part of the whole cultural offensive against the Catholic Church. And it would certainly be a lot easier if we didn't have to worry about, you know, our own, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because the pressure is great to say, get along with the world. The world is, if we just make enough concessions, they'll like us. And
right.
That doesn't usually work. It has never worked.
I was going to say, has it ever worked, John?
Never. It's been 2,000 years they've tried, but it certainly hasn't worked.
And what people appreciate after all is said and done is, what do you stand for? The people that stand for whatever it is they believe in. And Christianity, of course, a glaring example. I mean, we've had martyrs over the millennia, and there's martyrs even to this day for what they believe in. And you consider the breadth of their life and their legacy, and you're honored to know of them. If you don't know them directly, because they stood their ground for values and morality, things that transcend the human experience and advance the human experience.
Definitely, yeah. That's it. That's the whole thing. And it, you know, that's in the final analysis. That's what really counts. You know, that's what we'll be judged by. Is not how we got along with the world or how we, you know, made a deal. It's just saying, well, whether I stood up or, you know, whether I did what I was supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is amazing, you're going to tell me, John, that the New York Metropolitan Museum, this display, Heavenly Bodies, it says exhibition. It might be better to call it exhibitionism because it seems to be more that way, which is going to open up on June the 9th. Tell me the people's money is not going to support this.
Well, yeah, it's actually already is open. We're going to protest on June 9th. Mm-hmm. But the gala was bad, and everybody says, well, the gala is bad. The exhibition's is better, but it really isn't. When you mm-hmm. go, we sent somebody there, and to look at it and take pictures, and boy, it's really bad because mm-hmm. what it tries to do is to say, take Catholic imagery and symbols, and put them on on fashion models and fashion mannequins and dresses and evening dresses and they say, well, this is the influence of the Catholic Church on fashion, but actually it's just a mockery.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, are we putting crosses in urine beakers again, or what are we doing?
Right, yeah, the idea that they seem to have is, you put a cross on anything and it becomes good, and it's not. I mean, it's really horrible to see those symbols which we revere and give a great value to be put into contexts that are just really horrible.
Yeah, I want to say God will not be mocked; you'll reap what you sow. And this is a clear warning. And what they're doing in mocking, ironic. I don't see them doing this against Islam and Muhammad, right?
No, their images are sacred, and they're not certainly not going to be. They're very safe. I don't think you're going to see that at all. But now it's open seasons on Catholics and Christian symbols.
Well, not that I'm saying that Christians should react like Muslims and start going in and blowing up buildings or something like that. But certainly, there's got to be some breakthrough for people to understand that there are things sacred. And they need to be honored. I mean, right now, we've got a comedian who lost her job, lost a lot of other people's jobs because of a reckless tweet. And comparatively here, this isn't reckless. This is purposeful. And this is attacking a group of people that have a belief system. And, oh, yeah, by the way, that belief system is what our country is founded on. But let's go ahead and let's just take shots at it and disrespect it. And that's okay, but yet we're going to take a real quick reaction, an exception to a wild tweet, and cancel TV shows here.
Yeah, definitely two weights and two measures being used here because, there are so many other things that are just completely off the charts, off everything, and there is no proportional reaction to them. I would like to see that. That would definitely be what should be done.
Mm-hmm. Well, it all has to be done within the context of what our First Amendment right is all about. And that is all. I mean, it is all founded on Christian principle. Our founding fathers said that our Constitution lives and breathes with a body politic that is connected with morality and values. You disconnect from morality and values like we have here in this country, and you have the America that is chaotic right now.
Yeah, and tyrannical,
Yes.
It's really getting tyrannical where you can't say what you think, It's really horrible that you can't say. And, I mean, protest is free speech as well, and that's, we have to protest. And, I'm going to be at the protest on June 9th at noon in front of the Met, to voice my protest because, this is free speech.
And I want to get an update on that when you're there, too, John. I wish I could join you. I'm going to be in other parts of the country that prohibit me from being. But anytime I can get to New York, I love to, and I'd love to be there with you. So to having an update on this. Because, after it's all said and done, what we find ourselves is in the in the modern day tradition that a small number of people are affecting the masses. I mean, this is what brought us Donald Trump, did it not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, people are really upset. They just don't know they don't know how to react.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're told in our U.S. Constitution that we the people are in charge, but it seems like a small group somehow has hijacked our government and is hijacking our, you know, our culture in such a way, as you say, is that they've all been weaponized to where 90% or so of the body politic is silenced and told to shut up, and you're irrelevant and invalidated. And if you don't go along here, then we're going to use all forces of anything government that can ruin your day. We've got John Horvat with us, and that conversation will continue.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So breaking the dark prison night to make you shine. In a real home, bringing the world away. Away away. You were made to run.
Bill Martinez live.
Dance away live. like us fresh every day, 9 to noon and independent, 6 to 9 Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We're continuing our conversation with John Horvat, talking about, you know, offended Christians are gearing up to protest the New York Metropolitan Museum's Heavenly Bodies exhibition. And this will take place on June the 9th. The exhibition is open now. It is a surreal mixture of high fashion dresses using Catholic symbols and imagery, which many find blasphemous. John, I got to tell you, one of my favorite teachers, Sister Saint Mark, who taught me so much in two exceptional years in Catholic school. We need her there. she would be turning some tables upside down. She's not putting up with this stuff.
Right, those nuns, they had a lot of spunk. I mean, they were no nonsense, and I think they really, we certainly need them.
John, there were 63 kids in our class. I mean, you have no time for drama. You know, it's real simple. You just do what she says, you go along with the curriculum, all is well. If not, then, you know, you got the fear of God in you real quick.
Right. No, it was full of imagery, and imagery right. In the good sense. You know, the rosary clattering, you know, you heard them from way down the hall, It was part of growing up. I mean, it was a great experience.
Well, I got to tell you, Luke Skywalker has nothing on the nuns with a ruler. You give them 12 inches of wood that they can pull out of, those pockets of their robes that they walk with. I mean, they're lethal. I mean, you know, you don't hear no warning. It just comes and gets you. It's quite stealthy. But, you know, the thing is the nuns were there in terms of some guardrails to help us understand what our faith was all about. And, and the same thing in our culture today. We have just let go of reason and let go of these moral moorings that we held and you and I grew up with. And this is why your book, Return to Order, you look back and like anybody, like any CEO or any leader of a company, you go into a company and you start analyzing, you know, when was the company doing good and what happened? What changed from it being good to it now being less than good? And there's always a decision that is made. There's some things that occur, I understand, that can happen in business with the marketplace and that sort of deal, but it's also how that company can adapt. But by and large, any exceptional CEO or somebody who has taken over a company will come in and see where there's been a bad turn. And certainly you've done this with your book in Return to Order. You're reminding people of where America was and when things were rolling along. And then we decided to unhinge ourselves from our spiritual context and our spiritual moorings. And, you know, let's get rid of the Ten Commandments. Let's not talk about God. In fact, if anybody talks about God in some of these states, particularly in California, they're looking at this and saying, hey, look, if you want to refer to God here, then you're out of order. And we're going to, thrust the full weight and power of the government on your pumpkin head.
Right. I mean, it is all about fundamentals, because the fundamentals are what you build upon. And when you take those out, the old structure falls down. And, it's funny that you mentioned, you mentioned about God. God, there are so many things telling people, no, you can't talk about God. But America, you know, they really resonate with the God message. It just, right. You talk about God in America, and it really, and much more than Europe, you know, for example, they just, you know, they don't get that. We really get God. We really like to talk about God. Mm-hmm. I remember a story of Tony Blair, I think. Yeah, Tony Blair, he was at a press conference, and one of American reporter asked him, what's your view on God? And the secretary intervened and said, we don't do God here. Next question. That's pretty much, but here we do God, it is a very attractive thing. You know, by talking about it, we're not imposing.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that what happens is absence of God, then as the Bible says, we see things according to our own eyes. You know, it's up to man's judgment. And this is where the rub comes in, because then one man says, why should you judge over me? You're just another man. If there's right. No higher reference point. And this is what's happened. So then it's not about fact. It's not about experience. It's just about who's got the bigger megaphone and the louder voice at the moment.
Right. When there is no natural law or divine law or a law that is a higher law, every person is a law unto himself. And that's what we have today is, you know, everyone wants to be a law unto himself. And, you know, that's why it's so polarized. Yeah. Everybody's just all over the place.
Well, it is ridiculous because you think about it. It's like, what are you telling me? That there's no law of gravity, so let's all get on the roof and jump off and just keep jumping off the roof until we figure out that, God really meant there was a purpose for the law of gravity and it does exist, but we're going to, meanwhile, just defy it because we're going to be our own law? Is that what we're going to do?
Well, yeah, that is a very good analogy because, you know, spiritually and in other ways, we are doing that. And it is having, you know, disastrous consequences in the family and the community. We just don't see the immediate results.
Well, this was the beauty of our founding fathers in terms of foundationally connecting morality. And as our founding fathers said, without morality, the U.S. Constitution implodes on itself. And we're so close to that being the case. This is why, you know, I believe, and it's been a clear decision by the elites and the academics of our culture to say, We know better than God, so we're not even going to talk. We don't do God here. And so we recklessly go through life, and people are finding out the hard way. They're having to reinvent the wheel. And then, you know, by the grace of God, if they have those moments and connectivity with reality and connect with the truth of God, they go, why did I buy into this lie? Why was I told something that is so blatantly untrue? You know, where were the Christians of this world with all their empirical evidence? And, you know, even like in spite of what the Gallup poll here about 18 months ago, they took a poll. And one of the big things that was quite shocking was secular America was saying, you know, hey, we're in chaos here. Where are the Christians? Well, you told them to shut up. So what do you mean, where are the Christians? You didn't want to hear from the Christians. You didn't want to hear the voices of morality.
Right. I mean, they do need us because order cannot be, you know, disconnected from the nature of things and in the final analysis, God. It has to be connected because otherwise the world doesn't make sense. You know, God made the world. He made it according to certain rules. Those rules need to be observed, and then things will work. But that's definitely not the narrative they have.
Yeah, let's get in an automobile, throw the owner's manual out the window. Divest ourselves of any kind of understanding of the mechanical benefits or what the intent is of the automobile, and let's just aimlessly go flying down the road and testing every pedal, stop when we want to stop, hit the gas when we want to hit the gas. I mean, so what if there's some collateral damage along the way, right?
Right, yeah, and the maximum sensation, well, and maximum sensation is speed, so you know, you're just going to be speeding along there, yeah.
It's nuts. I mean, this is where we are right now, ladies and gentlemen. And if you've not read John's book, Return to Order, you need to get your hands on it. Go to his website, returntoorder.org, returntoorder.org. This is the conversation that's needed to be exercised because in the absence of reasonable conversation, we continue on with this insanity that we're dealing with. And, you know, Main Street America, the forgotten man and woman, you know, they're almost in some sense, John, happy to be forgotten because we're disconnected from the idiocy and the chaos of this world, are we not?
That definitely is. I mean, and this exhibition is really an example of that.
And again, remind everybody, if they want to get involved and join you there at the Met on June the 9th, how do they connect?
It's June the 9th at noon. Just come and get in the subway and go down to 1000 Fifth Avenue. We'll be right there on the steps, and we hope to have hundreds of people there.
Well, hundreds, thousands. The more, the merrier, as they say, to take a stand against the insanity. People of reason need to be there, and people of reason need to see what's going on to counter this craziness.
Tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Searching for sanity in this insane world. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Brian Maloney joins us now, the co-founder of the Media Equality Project, editor-in-chief of MediaEqualizer.com, the leading online watchdog for the intersection of media, technology, and government. Brian, how are you, buddy?
Well, I'm fired up. This is quite a situation we find ourselves in now. It really is.
Well, you know, this is no surprise. I mean, such is the world of hypocrisy we live in, right?
Well, it really is. And I think that we have to stand up and I think speak out. There are a lot of things that we need to do right now. We're losing too many battles. This political correctness war is taking over the country. And if we want really clues to what things will look like in a year or two, look at, you know, the UK right now and how far off the left-wing extreme they've become there. But I think that's where we're headed here, and I don't think we want to live like that. We don't want to live in a country like that where freedom is gone.
Well, the thing is, when you have a small minority of people and whose voices are drowning out those that they don't want to confront the culture, Brian. And this is why we've gotten to the point that we're in. You know, less than 10% of the radicals like anything. I mean, you look back historically, when you get movements like this that have gone on, I don't care if you want to go back and look at Germany or others, look what's happening in as you say, in England. It's a small minority. You got the tail shaking the dog, and here, whether you look at California or look at what is happening in the landscape of America today, small minority of people are, controlling the majority because the majority are being drowned out. There's been the weaponization of our government agencies against thought, against conscience. Forget about the First Amendment anymore. That's just being thrown out the window, all in the name and consideration for political correctness.
Well, and unfortunately, the left, they run the networks, they run the media, they've got control of everything. They run Silicon Valley, so they've got the tech companies, and they're able to marginalize conservatives. They're able to essentially wipe us off the planet, so that our websites don't show up in search results anymore, mm-hmm. can't raise money or have advertising. What they're doing is they're wiping us out across the board. What I find fascinating about the Roseanne situation is, she's really not a conservative at all and really mm-hmm. has never been.
Right.
But what she is someone who tapped into the sentiment across the country very correctly, recognizing a populist wave emerging. And that's what she is. She's a populist. And I don't think it's any coincidence that she had the number one show in the 90s and then ends up having the number one show now.
Mm-hmm.
She's been able to tap into that and build something. And if you look at the show, and I'm saying right now, forget trying to bring it Roseanne back to ABC. What we need to do is get one of the other networks to pick it up.
Well, I said, like with Tim Allen, I said, well, next stop Fox.
That's what I would think too. Unfortunately, Fox has been infiltrated by a lot of left wing executives recently, so we've got that problem. So we're fighting that battle too. But there's hope there. But I think that, Roseanne, if you look at the show, very honest portrayal of what it's like to live in America today, people who are struggling, the middle class being wiped off the face of the earth, tapping into the very sentiment that got Trump elected in the first place, and also, very strong, intelligent debates between people on the left and right occur on that program.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have something where you have a show that doesn't talk down to its audience. That talks to its audience, that recognizes the intelligence of its viewers. And I think it's a very rare thing where we have other shows that are trying to talk to us like we're idiots and trying to tell us what to think. And we tune those shows out because we're smarter than that. We don't let Hollywood tell us what to think. So that's why this show has a fundamental place on the television lineup. Somebody is going to have, the intelligence to pick this up and realize that this would be huge, huge.
Yeah. It's a ready-made brand, Brian, as you know, in this business. Like Tim Allen, it's like that was an easy pickup for Fox. I had an old mentor who used to say, sometimes you have to be thankful for your competitors. And ABC, rejected. Here it is, a great show that was on, family-oriented, one that the family can sit around and say, oh, we don't like that. We're going to get rid of it. It's already gone through the test of time. People are familiar with Tim Allen and the show, and here it is. It's like, hey, just pick it up, where it left off. Why not? Let me ask you, does Roseanne become a martyr on this?
I don't think she becomes a martyr. But what we do need to do, of course, is punish ABC and Disney to the full extent that we can as Americans, and that's with our pocketbooks, with our remote controls. We need to punish that company to the greatest extent imaginable for this. What I am upset about is to see the kind of never-Trumper moderate virtue signaling crowd out there on social media jump in front of each other to be the first to denounce Roseanne. And we're seeing a lot of that. We saw that on Fox yesterday, on Fox News
right.
Seattle, people, hosts doing that. It's been really disgusting, and it shows how, liberalism, it's just so insidious how it seeps into everything and how it's even infected Fox at this point. So we have to stand up and fight back against this. And one thing we're doing, our Facebook group now has 111,000 members called Stop the Scalpings. And we've been fighting this for a year now. We've been growing exponentially at Stop the Scalpings. And many of your listeners joined the last time I was on your show.
Right.
I'd love to have even more this time.
Well, exactly. Well, we'll continue to promote that. So go to stopthescalpings.com, is it?
Well, it's just Stop the Scalpings. Just type that in when you're on Facebook.
On Facebook, rather. Yes, right.
Yeah,
exactly.
Stop the Scalpings, yeah. And we're referring to the left's habit of collecting scalps of anyone that disagrees with them. And I think if you look at fundamentally why Roseanne is not on the air today, it is because she has been pro-Trump. I mean,
yes.
That is the only reason. If she was anti-Trump, she'd still have a job.
She'd have survived. Yeah, easy enough, because in the past, those that are part of the Trump derangement syndrome have survived, you know, have blamed their tweets or Facebook postings, you know, to their accounts getting hacked or some other thing. And ironically enough, as you mentioned, Fox was very, you know, they came in defense of Bill Maher and some of the, you know, very terrible things that he had to say about white females, you know, and they all supported his right to, you know, speak whatever he wants. You know, the other thing that was brought out by one of our guests earlier is that, again, you got to remember where Roseanne comes from. I mean, she's a comedian. And if you've ever been to a comedic show, you know, the whole span of what they produce, it's not all A material. You get some D and F material, and then you get the, you know, some A material by contrast that you can really laugh and say, okay, that's really good. But when you're up there on stage with all that pressure and that mindset and that wiring, you can be a little bit reckless with your creativity.
Well, she's always been pushing the boundaries, and she's been, you know, on crazy Twitter rants for many, many years.
Mm.
So this is part of what ABC knew they were getting when they brought her back. So there should be no surprise that this is occurring. So, I mean, it's hard for them to, you know, express this sudden shock that Roseanne did.
Where's all the other comedians?
She's a personality. Yeah. She's a character.
Right,
she's
exactly.
She's a comedian.
Yeah. Where's all the other comedians, Brian? I'm not hearing from them.
Well, that's an interesting thing. I mean, this is what I'm saying. You know, we've had everything sanitized in this society now, and we've had this virtue signaling. You know, we've got Starbucks out there shutting down for the day so that they don't look racist. I mean, it's pathetic.
Yeah.
It's groveling. It's pandering.
Right.
You know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm curious to hear the follow-up on the Starbucks day of closure. Like, one day is going to change the culture of the company, right?
Well, I think Starbucks is turning into one giant chain of Greyhound restrooms. I mean, that's really what its future is. And that was their choice to go that route. But the brand is ruined, and it's ruined by liberal tolerance, and that's fine. They want to run their company in the ground. That's their problem. But, you know, I mean, the bottom line is you can't expect Americans to go along with this. We're fed up. We're done with political correctness, and we're fighting back.
Yeah, amazing, too, going back to this connection with Donald Trump. I mean, some on the left just could not help themselves. Somehow they had to blame Donald Trump for this, too.
Well, that's exactly right, because, look, there was no point continuing to pound on Roseanne when she's already lost her show.
Mm.
So they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste here. But
yeah.
The talking points came out, and it
exactly
bashed Trump with this.
Well, Brian, we got to leave it there. Thank you so much for being with us. Brian Maloney, co-founder of the Media Equality Project.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Memorial Day is the unofficial start of summer. It's a perfect time to get your home ready for the warmer months. To have peace of mind all summer long, homeowners want to avoid surprises during the hottest time of the year. They can follow these basic maintenance tips or bring in the experts for help. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Homeowners will definitely want their air conditioners working, so inspect and replace the air filter according to the owner's manual. Also, make sure to clean the inside of your washer. Warmer temperatures make these areas prone to mold growth and can even cause odors. Next, make sure you and your family stay properly hydrated and keep your refrigerator's water fresh by replacing the filter as needed. If larger issues with your appliances arise, Sears Home Services expert technicians can come to your home to perform a full 64-point inspection.
For more information, visit searshomeservices.com/summer.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So
like is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Charlie LaDuff joins us. Let me give you a little bit of his background so you can kind of understand and appreciate his style here of reporting. This is in a world of straight-laced pundits. Charlie LaDuff is a gonzo-style reporter with blue-collar roots who doesn't do drinks or retreats or White House correspondent dinners. Thank God we got enough of those. While politicians promise to drain the swamp, Charlie actually calls out corruption. He spent his entire career taking on the fat cats and pointing out hypocrisy. There's plenty of that. His recent reporting got two Detroit police chiefs and a commissioner fired. That's the one thing about the truth. I mean, it's hard to evade that. Facts really do matter. And Charlie's new book, it's the SH asterisk T, you know what he means, a show. The country's collapsing and the ratings are great. Charlie, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Bill, it's an honor to be here, man.
I'll tell you, the honor is ours. I mean, I cannot be grateful enough for what you do, Charlie, because a lot of what we do is similar here. You and I are so simpatico in the pursuit of truth. You know, I think that is missing so much in this world of opinion. You know, we want to abandon truth and the facts and empirical evidence, and let's just see things according to our own eyes.
Yeah, right. I mean, and we have to start with the basis of which to have the opinion show, don't we?
Exactly.
What's going on?
Right.
Where's the work?
Right.
What's going on with the Fed? What's going on with the monetary policy?
Right.
Why can't I get an appointment at the VA? For God's sakes, we're dying on the vine out here, and everybody was surprised to find out?
Yeah.
We're upset about it?
Right.
We've been talking about China for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in North Korea and Iran, I mean, it goes on and on. And we keep on doing the same thing because somehow we just refuse to apprehend the lessons that you know, our country has gone through before, and we just say, oh, you know, you get all these theorists, these academics who come in with you know, their theories fresh from the faculty lunchroom, and they're running our government.
Yeah, then they give me theory. How am I supposed to feed my kid with that?
Exactly.
You know, you take your pick. Like, look, you know, I'm not an isolationist by any means, but you can find a study that will tell you the benefits of NAFTA and normalization of trade with China. You can find those that show you the exact opposite. But I'm going to show you a guy with his pockets inside out. I'm going to show you schools that don't work. I'm going to show you politicians that are in the pockets of big moneyed interest. Why is it when I go to school, and praise be to God, you know, my child doesn't have to avail herself of the, you know, federal breakfast program, for
example, exactly.
Right?
Right.
We've decided in this country children will not go hungry. The kid's father, now we can debate that. I'm not going to pay for a man to eat his whole life. Mm-hmm. But having said that, you dip into my pocket. It goes to Washington. Washington sends it to the state. The state sends it to the school district. And somehow, magically, the money from my pocket turned from orange juice to orange drink.
Mm-hmm.
How did it go from orange juice to orange drink? I'm getting mad and frustrated at so many levels. And I think I am not alone. If you want to talk about a majority, that's the majority cross race, cross class, cross culture. That is a binding sort of zeitgeist of American life. I am angry.
Yeah. Well, this is, if anything gave us Donald Trump, this is it, is it not?
No doubt. I mean,
not, and I'm not saying as if Donald Trump is some sort of bad guy. I mean, he's the voice, in a sense, of a prophet coming into this land, because, you know, before Donald Trump, I don't know about you, from your perspective, I sense similar to mine, is that we were on the brink here, Charlie, of losing this republic altogether.
I don't know if I'll go there. You know, I mean, you really smart guy. You know the history of this country. We're not even close, you know, to World War II, or, you know, we had apartheid just 50, 60 years ago. This is in 1968, the Tet Offensive, and 100 cities burning at once with the assassination of King and 650 murders in Chicago. I don't know if we're there, but a couple of big things have happened. Artificial intelligence, globalization, you know, technology, you know, everybody can communicate with a press of a button. Those things have changed.
Yes.
But also, like, you know, they say, well, people voted for Trump because he tricked them into thinking the jobs are going to come back tomorrow. No. Me, growing up in the Detroit area, Macomb County, the Reagan Democrats, right, Trump won it. It's not that we're silly enough to think this stuff's coming back from Mexico. What we're voting for was what's left, the Dodge Ram plant, Warren Stamping, that's not going too, right?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're entering into Trans-Pacific Partnership, not because it's good for manufacturing, it's good for banking, but what we're doing it is we're going to send more of our good-paying jobs to Southeast Asia to counterbalance what we've created in the Chinese. So what in the world is the plan here for the people?
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really likes the people. You know why? Because they don't dress well. They drink a little too much and get rowdy. You know, they're not like the good old boys at the tops.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're shocked to learn that they're angry at the good old boys, whether it be media, politicians, or business leaders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to me, Charlie, and I guess why I say that we almost lost the republic, is that this is all a manifestation of the soul of our country. Our soul is diseased, and it has been compromised, and we are reaping what we are sowing. We're a manifestation that is the heart and soul of this country, and people are increasingly disturbed by that. You know, you look at your daughter and you say, thank God, you know, she doesn't have to be subjected to that. But the trajectory that we were on, she may have been. And that could have been part of her future. And this is what we're fighting for here. I know you as well. It's not so much about us as much as it is about our kids and our grandkids. What kind of America are we going to leave behind here?
100%, because if I do know the people of this country. You know what? They're tough people. people, and that they're not soft. They, you know, I don't think the fear is for what's going to happen to me. That's how the American person thinks. I think the upset and the fear is what's going to happen to my children. Because that's what good people worry about. Right. And I'm telling you, God has blessed me. I have a press pass. You know what that allows you to do? It allows you to meet people,
right.
Get into people's lives. People, you know, will give you the time of day if you're there to listen to them. And I'm telling you, maybe the discourse is sick, but the people are still right on. We're it's a great place. It's the best human experiment in the history of the world. There's just no doubt about that in my mind.
Well, for you, like you say, you're a hand-to-hand combat reporter. I mean, a lot of people shied away from Ferguson. You went right to it and said, hey, I want to go listen and hear what the people have to say. And what is the truth about, you know, Michael Brown and what happened there at Ferguson, Missouri?
Yeah, you know what we're going to do? This is my corner. This is my country. I'm not using a telephoto lens, right? Because these stories in this book are based off of work we were doing for Fox National. These aren't the same. They're not quoted, but this is sort of underneath it all, where with the pen you can do deeper things. But there was a tall, dark, dreadlocked, muscular black man with a mask on and a piece in his waistband, and you know stereotypically what you think that is, but here's what it was. The man was trying to stop the 50 drunk knuckleheads, because that's all it was, tearing it up and burning it up. He was trying to stop them from looting the local store of which he was a patron.
Right.
He was beautiful. He was right on. He was a man. He was raising his son, and he was doing the right thing, and we thought it was important that you, Bill, and the rest of the country see that, because all is not lost. We don't have to do the superficial media bit. You just have to have a set. Get in there.
Exactly.
And that guy's name is DJ, and I will praise him all day long, every day, till I see him again.
Well, Charlie, in other issues, whether it was police brutality on jobs and the fallacy of unions, touched a little bit on that. On immigration, you went right there in McAllen, Texas. What did you find?
That, you know, almost two decades after 9/11, the border's not under control. It's almost silly. It's a national embarrassment. It's not a racist proposition to talk about national sovereignty. Having said that, these are hungry women and children. The little boy that I met, Domingo, who was afraid when his mother was trying to bring him for a better life, he ran away and the coyotes beat the hell out of him. This is his introduction to this country. Say what you will. Again, we're talking about our kids. We don't hate immigrants. We don't. We just worry about our kids first, and then we'll get to the next thing that needs to be done, which is the others that want in. Let's be civil about it. We can get things done if we're brave enough to do it.
Well, Charlie, you and I could spend days. Your book is, like I say, it is such a on-the-ground reporting, realistic reporting to what's going on, stuff that you're not going to find in the mainstream media by far. Highly recommend Charlie the Duff's book. It is the SH asterisk T show. You know what we're talking about. The country's collapsing, and the ratings are great. Charlie, a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist, formerly at the New York Times, Detroit News, and Detroit's Fox 2 News, the author of Detroit, Us Guys, and Work and Other Sins. Charlie, we thank you so much. Appreciate the time, buddy. Take care.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You haven't experienced yogurt.